Welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that changed their lives and, in doing so, help us get insight into their creative processes. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week we'll be hearing from singer and songwriter Rory. The first time I heard him was when we started playing Devil's Whisper here at KUTX, the radio station where we make this podcast. It's off his 2015 record, All We Need, a record which, like, completely blurs the lines between folk and hip-hop and pop and R&B. Like, he does what you want an artist to do. He takes all these different influences and makes them into music that gives you a different perspective on the world. Like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. And he's young. Like, he was 19 when All We Need came out, which is just kind of astounding in general, but also kind of relevant to what we talked about, because he talked about a time in high school, which for me was like a long time ago, but for Rory, it wasn't that long ago. He came to Austin City Limits Festival this past October and sat down with me backstage and told me about a song that didn't just, like, change his life, it saved his life. So here he is, Rory.
One song that really changed my life when I was 14, I was in a very dark space. I was depressed. I was thinking of suicide. I was thinking of all kind of horrible things. And it was Kid Cudi, whose music literally changed and turned my life around. It's a song by him called This Will Be My World, featuring Billy Cravens.
Little homie in the room, in the room, boy on the moon. No one's hanging out with talk that this to just my little homies.
And it talks about just being that guy who's left out, but at the end of the day, it will be his world. You know what I'm saying? And I felt very left out my freshman year in high school, not fitting in with people, not knowing who to hang out with, sitting by myself at lunch. And that song kept me going. That song kept me going when I felt completely alone. So Kid Cudi's stuff has been amazing. One day.
Going on, you were 14 and you went to high school, which was a new situation for
you. I was 14. I went to high school. It was a completely different high school from the high school my middle school fell into. Not only that, but that means, you know, like the girlfriend that I had at the other school not coming with me. She goes her own way, loses herself in high school. Not only that, my grandma had passed away, you know, of a heart attack. People die of heart attacks in my family all the time. And with that being said, it made me go vegetarian. I went vegetarian. A lot of things transformed that year. You know what I mean? I went vegetarian because everybody in my family dies of a heart attack. I just got healthy, you know what I'm saying? And, like, with that being said, yo, like, Cudi's music just kept me going, man.
They can't comprehend, or even come close to understanding him. I guess if I was born, they would love me more. Guess if I was simple in the mind, everything would be fine. Maybe if I was
a Man on the Moon album, Man on the Moon 2.
See, I'm trapped in my mind. No, I'm going trippy. Oh, I don't think I'll ever go. See, the walls are so high that I couldn't climb them. So I don't know which way to roll. Well, I'm stuck in,
you know, a kid named Cudi, every tape he had dropped around him, man, I was just on it, and it just kept me breathing. You know what I'm saying?
My heart thumped, not from being nervous sometimes. I'm thinking God made me special here on purpose. So all the while till I'm gone, make my words important. So if I slip away, if I die today, the last thing.
And he also is back at that point of depression, you know, like that I was once at, you know, and I see it and it really kills me, man. I wish that I could, like, talk to him or just figure out some way to just give him some kind of good spirits in the middle of the depression that he's back at. You know, he checked into rehab. And this is my favorite artist. This is my hero. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it just really kills me to see him with his back against the wall like this again that I was once at. You know, but, you know, depression is a very unique challenge that people face in their lives that's unique to them. You know, so I don't know how he deals with it, how he fixes it. But if I ever had any chance to say anything, like, on this radio or anything, man, like, yo, like, Cuddy, bro, I got your back, man. I love you, dude. You saved my life. And, like, dude, like, I'm here, man. Anything you need, man, I got you. You know, so with that being said, that is the music that changed my life. And he's back at that point that I used to be at. And, man, I know your album's going to do amazing, man. I would never expect you to open up to a random kid like me or anything. You don't know me, and you don't have to know me, bro, but I just want you to know you're my hero, dude, and, like, you are the best, man. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, man. So please just stay on this world, dude, and give us the beautiful music that we all love. Thank you, Kid Cudi.
I was about 13. Let's go. The darkness had me diseased. A young warrior on my own. And I choose to take control.
I mean, it sounds like you want to give him the gift that he gave you, which is like, you're not alone in the world, and there is reason to continue to go on.
I mean, there's no way I could give him the gift he gave me, man, because, you know, like, the way he makes music, man, is his greatness, you know, and it affected me in that way, you know, but I'm just a student under the sensei, you know, just, you know, I don't know how I could, you know what I'm saying, but besides this, just giving out as much as possible and just being like, yo, man, like, I love you, everybody that supports you, they love you, man, and we all need you, you know, so yes.
Do you remember the first time you heard that record?
The first album I ever bought, Man on the Moon.
Day and night, I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need for keeps, this silly game we play. Now look at this.
Listening to his music, man, it just tapped into me. I was walking through the school hallways, you know, full of people that wouldn't talk to me, girls that would never give me a chance, homies that weren't my homies, people that wouldn't sit at me at lunch, just listening to that song. This will be my world.
This will be my world. I told you so. This will be my world.
It was amazing, you know, and it inspired me to become who I am today and be here sitting and doing this interview with you, you know, so yeah.
Can you kind of describe that feeling? You've described kind of the scenario, but what, like, when you first heard "This Will Be My World"?
It's very spiritual, very euphoric, very grounding. Just reminded me that, yo, you got this. This will be your world. Yeah.
Were you playing music at the time? Was that something you did?
Yeah, I picked up the guitar when I was like 11. I taught myself how to play. I still am self-taught, very originally skilled on guitar. Since I was 11, I was in high school trying to start up my own band, posting flyers everywhere. That's why nobody talks to me. I was that weird kid that's walking around school with a guitar on my back every day, like turning around and hitting people in the face with my guitar, and people would be mad at me. People would, you know, think I'm a weirdo. And once nobody would sit with me at lunch, I just ended up not going to lunch and going to, like, the chorus room and, you know, practicing on the piano and stuff like that. I was just a complete loser. Nobody knew who I was or cared. But that doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that mattered was just, like, real life. And I had my mind set on real life. And Cudi's album kept me focused on real life.
You knowing the truth, all you think about is that thing. Always be a hater trying to shoot down any dream. Until you meet a kid like K.I. Singing thought I was crazy. My mama know I stay high.
Were you writing music at that time? You were playing?
Yeah, I was writing music. I wrote a song called Bloom. I wrote God's Whisper.
Because
you know, I wrote Friends. That was on the All We Need album right here. So, yeah, man, I was also inspired there. I never recorded my first song until I was 15.
And This Will Be Our World, it sounds like you heard...
An assurance.
An assurance?
Yeah, or like it was very assuring and grounding and just eye-opening to the point that it just reminded me that I got this.
Yeah.
I got this. No matter how bad it gets, I got this. No matter what my ex or the girl that I love goes and does behind my back or how many people don't want to talk to me in high school, or how many people avoid me or whatever. You know, I'm that kid that was low-key in high school. If you're in high school, I'll tell you, stay low-key in high school, be that guy, and glow up and become the coldest mofo you ever will become once you graduate. Remember, man, like, yo, like, that's just the realm, and you will be more than that very soon. You know what I'm saying? Whoever you are in high school, if you don't have friends, if you're lost, if you're depressed, if you're sad, you know what I'm saying? Like, this will be your world. You are the ones. The people who don't fit in high school are the ones who are the ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that experience of feeling out of place, of feeling not kind of in the right place when you're in high school, is an experience so many musicians have. Like, hiding out in the choir room, trying to find your space within this thing that doesn't really fit where you are. And it sounds like when you heard Kid Cudi, it was like hearing a kindred soul kind of calling out to you across the recording.
Elizabeth, you've never been more right. You were dead on.
And I think sometimes that's all it takes, is to like hear someone else who you know has felt that way, and you know it's like gotten through to the other side, to be like you said, like,
this will be my world.
This will be my world. I will get on top of this situation. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you heard that music, because here we are today at Austin City Limits Festival talking, and you're making music. And when you make music, it sounds like in this conversation, you are driven to like talk directly to people. Do you think that music is your way of like reaching out to people the way that Kid Cudi reached out to you?
100%. Because that's all I wanted to do after I heard his album, was make music that gets to other people and heals. That simple. You know, gets to other people and makes me a millionaire, gets to other people and makes me the hottest guy in the game or whatever, but gets to people and heals. Heal. That's all we need to do. Look at what's going on around you and everywhere. You know, at times you may think the world is falling apart. You know, we need things that inspire us and heal us. You know what I'm saying? Everything's going to be all right, but until the meantime, we need healing, you know? So some people that need to be here will stay here. You better run.
Is Devil's Whisper by Rory from his record All We Need. And, you know, I think that's the first time in the history of this podcast that one artist has spoken directly to another artist. And, you know, in case you didn't know about the situation that Rory was talking about, this interview was recorded right after Kid Cudi checked himself into rehab for depression and suicidal urges. Like, he was going through a tough time. And Rory was, like, really fresh, and he needed to reach out to the man who saved him. And I just love that idea, because that's what music so often is. Like, a message to people we may never meet. Like, a beacon in this night that we all wander in. A reminder that we're not alone, that there are people out there who have been where we are and who care about us enough to let us know that. I think now Kid Cudi is doing better. Like, I hope he's doing better anyway. He released a record recently called Passion, Pain, and Demon Slaying. But, like, I hope he still hears this interview, because I know it really helped me. If you like the story you heard from Rory, then please share it with your friends. Like, I think a lot of us need connection and healing right now. And if you dug this episode, then I think you'll really enjoy hearing RZA and Paul Banks talking about their shared love of Leonard Cohen. Like, RZA, by the way, is featured on the song CPU off Rory's All I Need, because we are all connected through music. It's a gorgeous song also. You can find the story with RZA and Paul Banks talking about Leonard Cohen on our archive on iTunes or Stitcher or the KUTX website, like wherever you get your podcasts. And we have 65 other episodes, for real, 65 episodes of artists talking about songs that changed them. So while you're perusing our archive, like, please take a minute and leave a rating or a review. Ratings and reviews help us so much. They help people find the podcast and hear these stories, and that's what we really want. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by Jack Anderson, David Singer, and me, Elizabeth McQueen. The interview with Rory was recorded by Jack Anderson. You can catch him on the air Monday through Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. and Saturday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Taylor Wallace curates our Instagram account. Does a great job. Our handle is @ThisSongKTX. Kelly Seal is our excellent intern, and thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it's true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Our handle is @ThisSongKTX. You can like us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to This Song along with the other KTX podcasts, Austin Music Minute, Liner Notes, and Song of the Day on iTunes. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.